Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
This is a true crime in real time update from True Crime Today and the Hidden Killers podcast.
On this election day in Delphi, Indiana, the nation watches not just for the results rolling in, but for the courtroom drama unfolding inside the Carroll County Courthouse. For 16 days now, the Delphi murder trial has gripped the public's attention. And today, it's a mixture of anticipation and disbelief as the case against Richard Allen inches forward and as jurors, sequestered and cut off from the world, remain immersed in the evidence against the man accused of murdering two young girls, Abby Williams and Libby German. The courtroom buzzes with a grim electricity as Richard Allen sits, accused of one of the most haunting crimes in recent Indiana history. This trial isn't just about facts. It's about memory, trauma, and the relentless quest for truth. But today, we dive into the defense's assertion that this case is more complicated than anyone could imagine. The defense team has worked tirelessly to peel back the layers of what they argue is a flawed investigation. They want us to consider what happens to a mind twisted under the crushing weight of isolation and despair. As we hear from psychiatric experts, questions arise about whether Richard Allen's confessions were genuine or the result of a mind unraveling in solitude. This isn't speculation. These are observations shared under oath by neuropsychologists who have spent hours analyzing his behavior, scouring through hours of footage, and performing rigorous evaluations. It begins with the testimony of Dr. Polly Westcott, who steps into the witness stand armed with years of expertise in forensic neuropsychology. She describes her initial encounters with Allen, a man broken, disconnected from reality, spiraling into a darkness few can fathom. She paints a portrait of a person in freefall, someone whose depression deepened into psychosis, someone who wasn't merely troubled, but psychologically fractured. Mr. Allen wasn't faking his symptoms, Westcott declares confidently, locking eyes with the jurors. Her evaluation spanned days, involved hours of psychological testing, and even included rare access to video footage from Allen's confinement. His confessions, she says, leaning into her testimony, appear to stem from a mind in crisis. The room holds its breath. Jurors scribble notes while some just stare. If Allen's mental health was truly in shambles, could that have influenced his admissions? It's a question that hangs in the air, making everyone just a bit more uncomfortable. Now, in a trial brimming with gut-wrenching moments, the defense's challenge lies in more than just expert testimony. The prosecution fires back, suggesting that Allen's supposed mental health decline was fabricated, a desperate attempt to avoid conviction. It's a delicate balance, and the tension shows. The real bombshells drop when family members are called to the stand. Allen's half-sister, Jamie Jones, and his daughter, Brittany Zapanta, each step forward. "Did Richard Allen ever molest you?" the defense asks, their voices unflinching. Both women, with steady eyes and unwavering voices, answer, "No." Then comes the second question, harsher, colder. "Would you lie for him?" And again, they answer, "No." Their responses feel rehearsed but heartfelt, and perhaps most tellingly, they refuse to paint Richard Allen as a monster. Brittany speaks softly about memories with her dad, including those rare hikes along the Monon High Bridge Trail, the very place where Abby and Libby were last seen alive. Her voice doesn't waver, but her words leave a mark. But this case isn't about sentiment. Facts drive it, and contradictions are what the defense lives for. Take Brad Weber, a local property owner. His testimony has become a battlefield of timelines and vehicle sightings. Back in 2017, he swore he was driving a Subaru on the day of the murders. Now the defense claims Weber's recollection about driving a van is vital, because Allen, in a prison confession, mentioned a van that supposedly spooked him, pushing him to commit the murders. Weber's frustration is palpable as he retakes the stand. Defense attorney Andrew Baldwin throws out every inconsistency Weber ever uttered, calling into question the reliability of his statements. The van, it seems, has become a character in its own right, a symbol of ambiguity, a puzzle piece that refuses to fit. "Do you remember seeing a white van near Deer Creek?" Baldwin hammers on. Weber hesitates, his words tangled in the web of years past and memories failings. "I was driving a Subaru," he repeats, almost as if to convince himself. The defense persists, asking if he knew about social media mentions of a van. Weber looks weary but insists he didn't. Each response feels more uncertain, like sand slipping through fingers. Meanwhile, on the sidelines of this courtroom drama, we learn about Dr. Monica Walla, a psychologist painted as a true crime enthusiast, someone who may have unwittingly shared details of the case with Allen. Walla's obsession with the Delphi murders becomes a subplot the defense leans on heavily. Did Allen craft his confession from leaked details? The jury is left to decide, with only fragments of conversation to guide them. As we march forward in this complex narrative, the mental health revelations, the van's ghostly presence, and the raw emotional pleas from Allen's family all beg us to consider how much of what we see is a performance and how much is the cold, unvarnished truth. As I reflect on what we've just heard in that packed, tension-filled courtroom, I can't help but notice how this case has been shaped, twisted, and warped by what we don't know or think we know. Richard Allen's defense leans hard on the crumbling walls of his mental state, and whether you believe that or not, it raises unsettling questions about the criminal justice system. We've seen how solitary confinement can push even the strongest minds to the brink. So, what happens to a man like Allen, whose psyche was already teetering on the edge when he was thrown into isolation? Are we staring at a genuine breakdown or the most elaborate act of desperation we've ever seen? And then there's the testimony from Allen's family members. In a case where every word matters, their insistence that Allen never harmed them and their apparent honesty on the stand give us pause. Does their loyalty cloud their judgment, or is this evidence that we're missing something crucial? Their composure adds a layer of complexity that can't be ignored. The narrative becomes even more convoluted with the reappearance of Brad Weber and that elusive white van. Was the van a specter in Allen's imagination, or does it represent a detail he somehow picked up through the rumor mill? The defense suggests that social media may have been the unknowing informant, passing critical details into Allen's orbit through Dr. Monica Walla, a true crime fan turned alleged confidant. Here's a psychologist meant to help, but potentially complicating the case even further. The human mind is a labyrinth, and this case is its own twisted maze. But let's not forget the prosecution. They're betting everything on the idea that Alan is no victim of circumstance. To them, his mental health struggles are a convenient smokescreen, not a legitimate explanation. This, of course, invites deeper psychological reflection. What does it mean for justice when mental health and crime collide? The unanswered questions remain gnawing. Can a confession be trusted if it's made under conditions that erode a person's sanity? And can a defense that relies so heavily on inconsistencies and confusion truly create reasonable doubt? The stakes are enormous, not just for Richard Allen, but for the families of Abby Williams and Libby German, who continue to wait for a resolution to this tragedy. That's all for now. We'll keep digging and getting you the facts. Thanks for listening. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any of our updates.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, How to Best Kill Somebody with a Knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's Rakuten, Rakuten.com.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans, meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shaped the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisiscle.com/podcast.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. Funny thing about being fast, you end up waiting a lot. First to show up, first in line, then just waiting. Me, I rev up Chumba Casino. With over 200 social casino games, no slow lanes here. Why sit around when you can spin?
Start your engine.
I'm already racing. Your turn. Play for free at chumbacasino.com. That's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Cleveland is where the urban meets the outdoors, where cultural celebrations meet rabid sports fans meet the symphony, where nobody goes hungry and everybody loves music. Fueled by passion, we are the land for life. From rich history to hidden gems, the Legends of the Land podcast shares the real stories from real Clevelanders that shape the city. From iconic chefs to grassroots changemakers, sports heroes to creative visionaries, learn why living all out is in Cleveland's DNA. Go to thisisCLE.com/podcast.